You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Judy wants me to tell you that you can download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download thanks to those folks over at Drs. Foster and Smith. And you can also ask your questions directly from the app, as well as listen to the show anytime you want.
Plus, you can nominate a hero. If you know of someone, do it right on the app.
It is so easy. That's such a good idea. You're not finding enough heroes? Because there's lots of heroes out there. I'm sure there are.
I'm finding them.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit. That's why they're heroes. Let's go to Sue. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
I'm actually calling from Driftwood, Texas.
Driftwood, Texas. That sounds so... I just picture nothing. Dust.
Driftwood.
Driftwood and a tumbleweed rolling across.
Yeah, it kind of looks... It's got trees like California, actually.
Oh, well, then it's probably very pretty. What's going on? Do you have troubles with your animals? I got the whole team here for you.
Oh, well, good. We moved onto a property, and there were four cats, and we've adopted them all. And they're outside cats, and they have ear mites. We took one to the vet, and she got a product that kills four things at once. And I'm thinking, I think you have to do it every month. And it's like, gee, four times 20 bucks, that's 80 bucks just for medication. And it's like, I can't do that. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world I can do. I know there's two different pesticides. I've heard mineral oil might work. And then the bedding, how often do I change the bedding? Because they sleep in a converted doghouse with hay, so it's warmer in the winter. I just don't know what I should do.
Okay. So do these cats come inside at all, or are they pretty much, they're just outdoor cats that you just take care of?
They are just outdoor cats.
Okay. And then do they interact with any pets of your own that you already have?
No.
And did the veterinarian that saw your kitty, did they actually see ear mites on a sample and say, I looked under the microscope and I saw this creepy crawler?
Yes, they did.
Perfect. Great, because that's really important, because ear mites are definitely one of the most common causes of ear infection in cats, but it's not the only one. So we always do want to make sure we do really see those creepy crawlers in there. So a couple things. First of all, ear mites pretty much live on and near an animal's ears. So if we have dogs, cats, rabbits, ferrets all sharing the same living space, and they're sharing close quarters, cuddling up to each other, having contact, we do worry about that contamination between animals. But generally, these kind of mites don't live in the environment. They just really like to stay close to their meal, and their whole life cycle is really quite close in the ear environment. In fact, people don't really even get any kind of symptoms with ear mites. There's only been some, you know, rare cases of people getting skin irritation. So most of your efforts are really going to be on the cats. And that can be tough, because with outdoor cats, they are in an environment. They may be encountering other cats as well, which could reinfest them. So in normal closed household situations, we treat for ear mites, and we're very comfortable that if we treat effectively, we treat the whole group of animals, we're going to get control of this. But you may run into some problems because you do have this outdoor cat scenario. Now, I don't see a harm in kind of cleaning the bedding and things like that within the cat house, if you will. But I don't think that's going to be something you really need to spend a lot of extra efforts on.
And
let me ask you, are all the cats fairly tame? Are you able to handle them on a daily basis, or is it something you...
Yes, I can.
Okay.
All
so some... And that depends what kind of product we might use as well. There are some fabulous products that you can use as a spot-on product, and we typically will use those about once a month. And that may be what one of the products that your veterinarian got for you. Was it the Advantage Multi?
It was Revolution.
Revolution. Okay. And Revolution is one that I typically use quite a bit for cats with ear mites. And the trick is to treat all the kitties. So that would be a fabulous product you can use. You know, normally one treatment is all we need to do, but sometimes I'll do a second just to be on the safe side. But you do mention, you know, mineral oil, and that is actually kind of one of the cheap home care tips that you can use for ear mites in dogs and cats. Is we can use mineral oil, vegetable oil, sometimes olive oil we'll use. And the idea is you basically put enough in the ear canal that you're going to be coating and basically smothering the mites. The downside to that is it has to be done once a day, pretty much for 3 weeks in a row. So that's why if you can't catch the cats, it could be a tough thing and a very messy thing. So I'd have to say, it's not something I typically recommend for folks, even though it's cheap and readily available. It has to be done frequently. The cats get kind of tired of the whole thing. So for me, I do like the monthly spot-ons. There also are some other topical products. There is a ivermectin-containing ear drop that you can get from your veterinarian, and that usually you can treat once in the ears, and then I usually repeat it 2 weeks later. And that might be something that might be a little bit more economically friendly for you that you can use, and you can use that on all the kitties, and you only have to apply it a few times, so it's not like you're having to catch them every day. So that might be the other type
of... Yeah, that sounds attractive, that's for sure. I don't want to do it every day.
Yes. And I applaud you for taking care of these kitties and, hopefully also take care of some of the other things that they might need, like some basic rabies vaccinations, things like that, just to keep them safe.
Oh, yeah, and two of them are getting spayed tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Good.
That's so excellent. What was this product that you... said that I could get?
Yes, the one brand name that I use is called Acarex. It's A-C-A-R-E-X-X.
Okay.
And it's an ivermectin-containing topical that you put in the ears.
All right, and you put it in like once every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Now, should I be doing this once every 2 weeks forever?
Well, we wouldn't typically do it forever. It's not something I would typically recommend, but I would definitely do it initially. Try to make sure if you can follow up with a veterinarian, if it looks like we've got complete treatment, and then it may be something throughout the year you do intermittently if we're worried about infestations or reinfestations.
Okay. All right. And then, you know what? I've put some mineral oil in their ears a week ago. Mm-hmm. And so then if I put this Acarex in there, is the oil going to render it ineffective?
Well, it depends on how much oil is in the ears currently. But yeah, if they're already lubed up and if you were already, say, doing the mineral oil for, many days or weeks, yeah, you're going to have a lot of gunk in there and you're going to probably want to have those ears cleaned out or at least give it some time for the residual stuff to come out of there.
Is it necessary that I clean out their ears?
Well, just don't want to have a ton of oil or waxy product in there.
All right.
If you're still having problems, Sue, in a few weeks, let us know and I'd like to do a follow-up, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much. I appreciate the help.
Of course. Thanks for listening. Toll free, it's 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team right now.